coming to you from sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the Paper Stack Podcast, where we cover current topics in the note industry, give you tactics for your note business, and talk with industry leaders to make you a better note investor. And now, your hosts, Brett Berkey and Rick Allen.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Paper Stack Podcast. I am Brett Berkey. This is Rick Allen. And we have a guest here today that's different than the normal stuff we normally cover, Zach Ritchie. He's from Fund and Grow, which is a really cool concept that I came across recently and wanted to bring him on so that we could learn a little about the process of what it is, what exactly, you know, Fund and Grow is and how it can help our users on the PaperStack platform. And so hello and welcome to the show.
Brett, Rick, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. I thank you so much for the opportunity to talk funding and talk about how we can get people really to achieve those dreams that they've been looking for.
Sounds good. Yeah. So I guess we'll just jump right into it.
I'd like to hear a little bit about your background. Where did you come from? How'd you get into this? You know, just so people.
Well, I was born Virginia Beach, Virginia, January of 88. My father was a Navy man. No. So I've actually been here at Fund and Grow the longest, other than our CEO, Ari Page. I've been here over 11 years. Fund and Grow has been around for better part of 15 years. Came out of a mortgage company back in like 07, 08. Our CEO started out as like a blue collar guy working in a shipyard, discovered like the law of attraction, changed his life, got into a mortgage company with a man named Dick Candle. And then the crash happened in 08 and they both decided, you know, we need to really figure out something that's going to be a little more consistent for people trying to get into real estate or business owners or what have you. And so they dreamt up this idea of business credit as a way of getting people who are either starting a business or trying to scale a business to really achieve the dreams they're looking for. And so I came along here. We were in the same town. And I've been here ever since. I've done just about everything there is to do in this company other than clean the toilets. And and now I'm sitting high and mighty in the video content building in the social media world. But it's despite the ups and downs of like economy and inflation and everything else, Fund and Grow, the goal has always remained the same of we got to get business owners the opportunity to get the kind of financing that they need so that they can reach whatever they're looking for. Because, you know, there's so many options out there, but it always feels like the rules are sort of stacked against the entrepreneur.
I could see that.
Is it just, is it like real estate deals? Is it real estate businesses? Or is it really kind of sort of all entrepreneurs and all selected business fronts?
Excellent question. So, Fund and Grow can act as an umbrella for any kind of business. I mean, we've worked with real estate. We've worked with brick and mortar. I remember we helped launch like three different music careers. There was a family that was doing like a hot sauce company and they sent us bottles and stuff like that when it was done. So it's been all kinds of businesses. But the real thing with real estate is that, you know, the motto that we have around here is that traditional funding sucks. And so when you're trying to get into real estate deals, whether it be buying notes or whatever the case may be, or even just like, hey, this is a property I want to invest in, you know, traditional loans, hard money, venture capitalists, paying out of pocket, all of those options are not ideal. And so we found that a large majority of our clients end up being somewhere in the world of real estate. Either they want to get started in it or they're just looking for the next investment they want to get into. And so we were really trying to figure out ways of like, how do we connect these types of, you know, business owners and dreamers to funding that is going to be at 0% interest for an introductory period and isn't going to, you know, cause 1,000 hoops they got to jump through in order to get the property or rehab a property or whatever the case.
Interesting. Yeah. So that actually pretty much covers my first question that I had there. Yeah, that was the origin story. That was pretty much the origin that I was looking for. Yeah, so I mean, explain the concept of how Fund and Grow would work and how that would benefit a PaperStack user. That's
perfect. Easily done. So essentially, you know, the nuts and bolts, the not fun and not sexy sort of way of explaining it is, you know, let's say we've got someone who wants to be an investor or wants to further their endeavors in real estate. They would come to us, whether it be through, you know, a company like PaperStack or just on their own or whatever the case is. And they would come to us and we would take a look at their credit situation. If there's any sort of enhancements or advisement we would have if we're like, hey, if you move this debt around here, this is here, your score would go up like this. We basically, the secret sauce here is we've been working alongside banks for the better part of 15 years. And so we've learned exactly what banks are looking for. Because in a perfect world, you know, Chase Bank would just say like, hey, if you had this, this, and this, we'll give you whatever amount of money that you need. But they don't. Instead, they kind of play games and then, you know, you're applying and you're getting approved or denied. You don't know why. So we know what these banks are looking for. And so the idea would be someone come to us, we evaluate their credit situation and we go, okay, we've made this look as good as it can on personal and on business. Let's launch into some applications. Let's get you some business credit that doesn't show up on the personal side. And then once you've got that credit in hand, there is no money police. And I don't mean like time to go to Vegas. I mean, like, there's no money police in terms of you don't have to go, well, I guess I got to go spend this on marketing. You can go, hey, I want to buy mortgage notes. I want to rehab this property. I want to do whatever it is that I'm doing in order to make this business thrive. And so that's really the nuts and bolts of it, is we are the connecting factor between ideas and getting the funding to make those ideas happen. And so for PaperStack, if you've already watched, you know, the incredible information you guys have put together, the academy, the whole nine yards, and you're going, this sounds great, but I'm still working a 9-to-5. I don't have the capital to just jump in and buy as much as I want in terms of mortgage notes, then this would be an option for you, because essentially you're coming in, we're taking a look at the situation, we're connecting you to banks that are going to give you 0% interest business credit that isn't going to show up on the personal. And then you can take that funding and you can go and complete basically PaperStack. You can get into the program for real and not just sit on the fence.
Like that. Yeah, that's one of the major factors that we have with a lot of users. They like the investments category. And a lot of times too, people might have enough to buy one or two notes, but what happens is they're like, well, I'm all tapped out. And so they're tapped out and they're like, I've spent all my money and now what do I do? And
how do I recapitalize? Where do I get more funding, you know?
Yeah. And so that's the thing that we find, you know, for us, of course, we want them to find more funding because ideally they'll come back to PaperStack and buy more notes. And so a bit of
ideally.
Yeah. And that's the goal. So that's interesting. That's how much. And so I guess the next thing I would have is like, how much can someone get in funding? Like, and that's like, what is something that, like, is there a limit or is it a minimum or?
Yes and no. There's not really a limit. The limit would be based off of, you know, what is the kind of credit situation that we're dealing with? If I've got somebody who is coming to the table and they're like, well, all I have to my name is a $500 credit card to Walmart. And it's like, okay, well, we can help build that up over time and strengthen your foundation, but it's not going to be like, and here's $1 million. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
But if you're already, like, perfect example, if you've already gotten started with like a PaperStack and you've got a couple of investments in, you've obviously got an established credit foundation to get you to that point already. So what we advertise is just sort of the general net is anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000 in business credit. Now, again, we've gotten plenty of people more than that. And also we've gotten people that didn't need that much. We've had plenty of clients who are like, hey, I just need like 50 grand and I'm good with what I'm working on. Like, okay, great. But you mentioned real estate and that sort of getting tapped out early.
Right.
That's one of the most common things we see with people in real estate is, hey, I've got my portfolio started. I've got two properties, but either I'm waiting for them to sell or I'm waiting for them to rent. And I'm stuck in this in between because I don't have the capital to go jump into more stuff and really bulk up this portfolio and have it make money. But I can't rush people into, you know, either taking it out of my portfolio or renting from me or whatever. And so they get stuck in that in between where there's just no cash flow. And so something like Funding Grow is a solution for that because it's a way to bridge those gaps. Now, in real estate, again, we've talked about, typically, you're looking at sort of, you have to start thinking in the long term. You don't go like, okay, I'm picking up this property, it's a rehab, and in 2 weeks, I'll have it sold. It doesn't work that way. You got to put in the time and the effort to get, you know, to get it where you want it to be to either sell it or whatever. And so having access to 0% interest funding is a great way to help sort of bridge that gap a little bit or just expand the portfolio, get more into PaperStack or more into the investments you're looking to get into.
I like that. It's like hard money without the interest rate kind of.
Exactly.
Have you You've been there a while. What have you seen on the lending front, how things have changed over the past maybe 18 to 24 months as the interest rates have gone up? I mean, you're saying 0% interest, which is just, it's almost unfathomable right now to hear that. And so I just, what have you seen change as far as people's credit lending box? Is it getting tighter? Is it expanding a little bit? What's going on that front?
Fantastic question, and unfortunately very timely. So in terms of the 0%, there hasn't been terribly much change in that, which I know sounds crazy. But the big change has been in what happens after the 0%. So two, 3, 4 years ago, after that introductory period of 0%, which can stretch anywhere from 6 months on the low end to you're talking 24 months on the high end of 0% interest. After that, then the interest rate kicks in. And so 3, 4 years ago, you're looking at maybe
six,
something like that. You may maybe get in the double digits for credit, interest after the fact. But now it's after that 0%, it's they're kicking the door in with 20%. If that's what you're sticking around with. But the idea is that 0% offer doesn't change because these banks want you in the door. So that's not going away, because as soon as some of the banks, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I didn't. I'm listening.
So as soon as, we at the start of this year, we had some of those kind of boutique banks sort of shut down. People were immediately panicking. They were like, "Oh, this is it. It's done. We're done. We're going to be trading bread from now on. There's no more banks." But the idea is, banks still want to incentivize. They want to roll out that red carpet initially. So that's what we're capitalizing on. Now, the trick is not to get stuck with that after the fact. So what I mean by that is, let's say you got a card coming in, business card coming in, it's 0% for 12 months. And by that 11th month, you're like, "Well, I don't want to pay whatever this interest rate is going to be." The difference maker here is with Funding Grow, you're with us for a year. And so in that year's time, we want to apply for multiple batches of funding so you can roll that debt over and keep that 0% alive. We don't want you to just go "Well, I get to, burn twice as bright for half as long here because I only got 8 months of 0% and that's it." We're not looking to do that. We want to help to really pave the way to give you as much 0% option as possible so that when the next big investment comes along or you've got another mortgage note you want to buy, we want to make sure that you're keeping that 0% going for as long as possible. So you're never stuck in that crunch of "Ugh, this interest rate's not great, but at least it doesn't show up my personal credit," or whatever the case may be. Fill in the blank.
Interesting. That's such a neat concept.
What is what's the cost?
Of Funding Grow? Yeah. So basically, we've got two different payment structures. So we've got if someone comes on, they're like, "Hey, I'm on board. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm 100% on board with this." Then we have an upfront fee of $39.97, and that gets you us for a year. And we are at your beck and call for a year. As I said, we work on evaluating where your credit's at. We look to apply, negotiate, the whole nine yards. You get the funding directly. You go use that funding for whatever you want. And again, like I said, we look for multiple batches of that kind of funding. So that's option one. That's, there's payment plans for it, but you're basically paying us up front, and then you get us for a year, and we're basically your team for a year. The other option is we have a performance-based one, which is not as cost-effective, but we have a lot of people that want to take us for a test drive. So instead of a full year, it's just you're paying for a batch. And so it's you pay $1 up front. We run our whole system. We take a look at everything. We apply. We negotiate, da-da-da-da-da. And then you pay us 8% off whatever we end up getting you. Within reason. And I say that within reason because if we blow it out and it's "We got you, $150,000. We're not going to be "And now pay the check." It's we'll figure out what's reasonable. But those are two options. So you got a $39.97 up front, and then you've got a 8% on the back end if that fits for you better. We've got plenty of people who try it out first. They go, "Okay, this is great." Then sign up for a year or whatever the case may be. But what's most important is it's having us as a team. It's a done for you service in terms of we would be applying, we would be negotiating, the funding would reach the client directly, and then the client gets to use it for whatever they need it for. And we've had people just flat out invest in properties. They use it for a down payment. We've had people use it for rehabs to you know, hey, I got to furnish this place, or I got to pay for construction, or whatever the case is.
Right.
And then having buying notes, buying foreclosed properties, all those kinds of things. The idea is once the funding comes in, typically that's going to make life easy for whatever industry that you're in. You know, once you've right. got that cash flow handled, the world's your oyster.
Yeah. So that's I have devil in the detail number questions.
Okay.
We may or may not have. One average, do you know, like off the top of your head, average check size or loan size that you're seeing getting approved? And then two, I know it's credit based, but then right. two, time frame.
Great questions. So I don't want to muddy the waters here with like, and we also do this, and we also do this. But our main focus is credit, is business credit cards that come in at 0% that you can use. We even talked before we started recording, there's third party companies out there like not great, like bill.com, things like that, that allow yeah. for not cash advances, but able to use credit for like down payments, things like that. So credit is our main focus. And that's, you know, what we like to kind of hang our hat on. However, we have recently this year branched off into business loans. So that's another yeah. option. So we can do okay. a more traditional loan. But to answer your question about time and amounts. So on average, I would say we're getting anywhere from, I would say 50 to 70 grand in, you're looking at probably, I don't know, maybe from start to finish, probably maybe 3 weeks or so, maybe four, because wow, it's the end of the year. We just had our big Black Friday event. But the point is, it's, especially in the beginning stages, when you first sign up, it really comes down to like communication, and it comes down to just getting the details. You mentioned yourself, the devil's in the details. So it's like, do we have, you know, all the information on you, on your business, what your goals are? You know, we're not looking for finances, but it's one of those cases where you want to present the most complete picture of what's going on so that we can present you in your best form to these lenders. And so
yeah, the more cooperation they have or your client has, it's like, look, the faster you get me this stuff, the faster we do it. Usually you're not the holdup. It's probably,
very true, but you can't really start that conversation that way. Like, hey, thanks for signing up. Also, not our fault if we don't go right away. That's on you. Like, that's not.
The only reason I know that is because we've done a lot of owner financing for people. And whenever I, you know, talk to them, the one question they always ask is, how long is this going to take? And I go, that depends on you. I go, I can move this along extremely quickly. But usually what I see, and I'm not saying this is going to be you, but what from my experience, it's been our past people, the borrowers, the delay falls in their court because they drag their feet. They don't get me everything I need.
Right.
And so the faster you get it, hey man, I'm here. I want to work with you, but the faster you get me the stuff, the faster it goes. The slower you get me the stuff, the slower it's going to go.
And that's a tough conversation, but yeah, that's the truth. It's you know, and let's be painfully specific on this. I got a client who wants to get funding right away. Wonderful. They don't give me any information on their business. Okay, well, what am I supposed to do with that? I can't just go to the banks and say, hey, this guy seems pretty cool. Can you cut him a check? Can you throw a credit card at him? No, we need the information, you know, sort of put together first so that we can present you in your best self. And having that sort of, you know, in this case, having kind of that corporate rep speak for you, it's like, you know, having a lawyer speak on your behalf. You want someone who can present you in your best light so that you're going to get the kind of results that you want. Because that is, I'm not trying to put myself down or put anything out there, but some people may watch this and, you know, obviously they trust you, but who am I? I'm a guy in a very obnoxious shirt. But you can Google business credit and there are options out there. But the difference is, like I said at the very beginning, we've been doing this for almost 20 years. We know exactly what the banks are looking for. We know exactly what they're not looking for. And that information isn't widely available. In a perfect world, it would be, but that's just not how it works. And so if someone happens to Google like business credit card 0% and goes and applies, who knows what they're going to say? Maybe more than likely probably say no. So the idea is you want somebody who can really be that bridge and really connect you to the kind of funding that you want. And the thing that I'm sure you both at PaperStack know, if you're good at something, don't you want to try to save that time for other people so they can focus on what they got to do? instead of like, hey, I'm going to figure out like my own mortgage note system and build it from scratch and blah, blah, blah. Aren't you supposed to be an entrepreneur? Don't you have business to conduct? It's the same right. kind of idea. It's like, yeah, you could try to figure out business credit from scratch and be on the phone with Bank of America for 3 hours trying to get to a representative that hopefully won't hang up on you. You know, yeah, you can do all these things, but isn't there work to be done? Don't you need to like have time to do what you want to do? So like right. hire a service to do that for you, to take care of that part so you can thrive on your own.
Yeah, you pay experts, and that's a lot of times what, you know, professionals understand it. They right. say, you know, Yes, am I paying for a service? Absolutely, it's a service, but you're paying for their expertise. You're not paying for what they're going to do over the next 4 weeks. You're paying what they've done over the past 20 years. That's what you're paying for. And if you break up the cost over 20 years of experience, you're like, I'm getting a hell of a deal. Right. Versus if you say, it's costing me $4,000 to get money, it's like, well, no, it's costing you $4,000 for the year, but you've got all this experience. So,
right.
Yeah. It sounds like it's well worth it.
I think it's really cool. I love the concept, and I was wondering, just out of my own curiosity, because I love points, and I love, you know, I do it on the personal side where everything, I don't even have cash. Everything is done through credit cards. And so I was just like, what would be really icing on the cake to this Fund to Grow thing is if, for me, always looking at how can I get up enough points to go on a vacation? Well, I need to find the points that have a, you know, four times cash return, you know, or whatever. I'm wondering, man, if you had the Fund to Grow and I borrowed, let's just say, get a $250,000 line of credit and I bought a note for whatever, $50,000 using this credit, and then I paid it back, how many points could I use those same points to go travel? I mean, is that 100%. Possible? Holy crap.
So it's interesting. I love that you brought that up. So there's actually a series that we've done on YouTube where we do like fix and flips, and basically our CEO and one of his friends who's a client of ours go through these properties that he's invested in, and like he breaks down the numbers of like, here's what I paid for, here's how much it cost to get it up and running, here's how much I'm selling it for, et cetera, et cetera. And he talks about that in every single video, that like, oh, this is how much I got back in points and rewards. Because
I love it.
If now the difference is, and it's great that you brought this up, is for a lot of clients and a lot of people trying to get into the mortgage notes, trying to get into whatever they're getting into, they're not even thinking about that part. They're just thinking about, I need X amount of money to get me to where I need to be. But if you really plan this out, and like you said, if you stop going out of pocket, stop just using your cash to get wherever you need to get, and you start looking at it from, hey, this card here, yeah, it's at 0%, you know, hooray, but also has a great reward system on XYZ. Now, next thing you know, you're getting paid to use this funding, essentially. They're giving right. you kickbacks. Yeah. Our company has been using that forever. We the monthly costs of things that we have to do no matter what, pay-per-click, electricity, all that stuff, we throw it all on these business cards, and then we're getting these fat checks every single month because they're like, wow, you spent blah, 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 blah. So here's, you know, a check for $1,500 because thanks for using our card. So yeah, there's absolutely a benefit to using those rewards. There's a video that we've had up for a couple of years now from a guy named Nick Perry, and he talks about like, oh, I 10x'd my company, my business, and da da da. But the best line in it, he goes, I couldn't tell you the last time I paid for a vacation. That's just like not a problem
that's
anymore.
It.
And yeah, so it's yeah. like that's an added bonus to using this kind of funding.
I love it, because I mean, just if anybody's watching this video and they're thinking like what you were saying, $4,000, even if that is a hurdle for somebody, just look at what vacation you might plan for your whole family this year. I mean, any vacation I've been on.
You sound like you're selling I used to sell timeshare. You said you're selling the timeshare. You're going to pay for it anyways. Wouldn't you rather take the $4,000 and use it to get funding and
right.
then get the vacations for free?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Just redirect the money. But I mean, I'm on board with it. I agree. Cause I do. I use my Amex, Delta Amex all the time to just for, you know, fix and flip stuff like that. Just so I can push those points up.
Yeah. One of my last vacations was because this guy and those points, same thing. He said, sign up for this card and you'll get 90,000 points. And ever since then I've been hooked. There's a whole community that does all this stuff. So that right there is, you know, if anybody was thinking about it, like that's just like, you just tipped it over. So I guess the next thing is, so we're almost done here. Is like, How can people get started? What do they need to do? And is there anything special for PaperStack users? If not, I know this is already a good enough deal for them anyhow, but how do they get started?
Appreciate it, fellas. So like I said, we do have payment plans. So if you heard $4,000 and went, but we got all kinds of payment plans. We want to work with people. And so I would say the easiest way to go about it would be to go to fundandgrow.com. So FUNDANDGROW.com. That's our main website. You'll be able to see everything there. Do your research on us. You know, really take a look. We got testimonials at the wazoo. And so that would be like the most direct way to go about it. However, right. I would say if you're already in with PaperStack, if you're already, you know, working with this great company, just ask them about us. You know, we'll connect. I definitely see an affiliate sort of bridge work going on here where I think just both of our ideas just work sympathetically together that I'd say, let's start building something direct here. And so if you're already in with PaperStack, just let them know that you want to work with us too and reach that next level and we'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. And you know, if we can make it worthwhile to everyone involved, then we'll do that too. But yeah, fundandgrow.com would be the way to go about looking us up, getting signed up with us. As I said, we have social media. We got our YouTube channel, Fund and Grow. We're on all social media platforms. We're going to be launching our own podcast next year, which I may drag you to on there at some point and blast you with 20 questions. But the Thrive and Prosper podcast is what that's going to be. So you can start searching for that now. But long story short, you know, you look at this economy, you look at where everything's kind of going right now, inflation really squeezing people. And, you know, places like PaperStack, these opportunities for someone to branch out and be an entrepreneur, that's what's ultimately most important. And that's what, you know, we need to give people the tools to do. And whether that be PaperStack, whether that be Fund and Grow, the idea is, you know, if someone's watching this or listening to this and they're tired of that grind and they're tired of that 9-to-5, you know, there are options out there to really start building your own fortune, start building your own wealth. And it's about just going to the right people. And I think PaperStack, I think Fund and Grow are those answers for whatever you're doing, whether it be mortgage or something else. I think these are options out there that more people need to know about.
I totally agree. I love it. Yeah. Zach, thanks so much. Really, really, really do appreciate it. And well, I definitely have links to everything below the description, but I guess that's it for this episode. So
yes, that was awesome. Thank you, man. That was sorry, I just started ripping questions off, but my mind, my gears started turning, and it was good. You answered them all. So I guess that's it for this episode of PaperStack Podcast. Ricky A, Ready B, we'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.
Are you new to the mortgage note industry? Have you been wanting to learn the step-by-step process to purchase your first mortgage note? Well, you're in luck. We've convinced our CEO, Rick Allen, to break down everything he knows about mortgage note investing. Through a series of 50 videos, you'll get everything from start to finish of where to purchase notes, how to purchase notes, and all of Rick's investing techniques he has developed over the many years. From performing note tactics to non-performing notes, Rick gives you everything he knows about investing. Bonuses include our glossary of industry terms, Rick's own proprietary calculators he created to evaluate notes, discounts from our partners, our Rolodex of vendors, a private Facebook group, along with a lot more. We've packed so much content into the Academy to take you from beginner to expert in no time. To learn more about the Academy, go to academy.paperstack.com/welcome. Again, that is academy.paperstack.com/welcome.